Welcome back to the AI Chronicles, where we break down the mind behind the machine. I am Chukwunonso Mori, and today's episode is part experiment and part confession. I tried training my own AI. Let me tell you, it was not as simple as clicking start. Here's the idea. I wanted to see what it really takes to train an AI model from scratch. Something small, something simple. So I picked the classic project, an AI that could recognize handwritten digits. Think of the numbers you scribble on a form. Can a computer learn to tell a 2 from a 5? It can, but the journey full of surprises. Step 1, data. I used the famous MNIST dataset, a collection of 70,000 handwritten digits. 70,000. That's the first shock. AI doesn't learn from a few examples. It learns by drowning in data. Step 2, the model. I used a neural network, basically a rough imitation of how our brains work. Layers of artificial neurons connect and adjust themselves based on the input they get. Every time the model gets something wrong, it tweaks itself, trying to improve. It's like raising a child, a very, very fast child who never sleeps and only learns from numbers. At first, the AI was terrible. It thought every digit was a 1. But after a few training cycles called epochs, something incredible happened. Accuracy started climbing. 40%, 60%, 90%. It was learning. But here's a twist. I tried training it on a smaller custom data set, just 500 samples from my own handwriting. And guess what? It failed miserably. The model became hyper-focused on how I write digits and couldn't recognize anyone else's. That's called overfitting. When an AI learns too well from limited data and becomes very bad at generalizing. And suddenly I understood the ethical dilemma we talked about last week. If your AI only learns from you, it only sees your world, your handwriting, your language, your biases, your blind spots. That's not just a technical problem, that's a social one. So here's the takeaway. AI is not magic. It's math, it's training, it's trial and error. And like anything we teach, it reflects who is doing the teaching. If we want AI to work for everyone, it needs to learn from everyone. So in our next episode, we're stepping into science fiction. Kind of, we'll explore AI-generated art, music, and storytelling. Is it creativity or code? Alright, I'll see you next time. Until then, stay curious.